bless. Again, we're still in, it's troublesome times, I'd say, and we miss having the big crowds and things of that nature, but we're still open, we're still serving, and I think that's what we should do. We will serve Him all of our days, and I'm just thankful to be able to be here tonight, aren't you? I'm glad to be able to be in God's house. So, what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to start a doctrinal series. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's all going to be on the subject of Bible doctrine. What's doctrine mean? What does the word doctrine mean? Well, Bible, when you're talking about Bible doctrine, you're talking about Bible teaching. That's all it is. People get all shook up over talking. All they do is talk about doctrine. Well, doctrine's Bible teaching. You should want all of that Bible teaching that you can get. And that's how you learn. And that's how you grow. Doctrine is Bible teaching. How many times do folk say that we need to set aside doctrine? And of course, doctrine is teaching. And that's why we teach it. And as you learn and you grow, you grow stronger and you learn more. And then you're able to share things with other people. And I think it's important that God's people have a good knowledge of good, solid Bible doctrine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you five doctrines tonight. Probably can't get through all of them. If I don't, I'll do the rest of it next week. But let me go ahead and give you what I intend to do. Number one, we're going to talk about the doctrine of redemption. The doctrine of redemption. That'd be one of the doctrines that we'll look at. Number two is the doctrine of imputation. The doctrine of imputation. Number three is the doctrine of justification. That's my favorite doctrine. I love them all, but I love the doctrine of justification. Number four is the doctrine of reconciliation. The doctrine of reconciliation. And then doctrine number five is a doctrine of propitiation. So those are the five doctrines that we'll try to get to tonight. And I'm going to try to, I think I got about five messages on this, so we'll see how it goes. I love to preach on doctrine. People say all the time, oh, we need to get away from doctrine. Well, the word doctrine means Bible teaching. I don't want to get away from Bible teaching. That's what doctrine is. And that's what we're looking at now. And great and precious doctrines that show you about salvation and how great God is. So we'll go ahead and start on this this evening. And the first one we're going to look at is the doctrine of redemption. I love the doctrine of redemption. God set us free from the bondage of a sin debt, didn't He? He set us free from the bondage of a sin debt. Every one of us was born in sin. And what's the greatest thing there is to be set free from the bondage of a sin debt. When someone's lost and someone's never trusted Jesus as their Savior, they're in a bad way. And one of the things, and one of the reasons why we preach and pass out tracts and tell people about the Lord is because there's a lot of people that are lost. And we need to share this doctrine of redemption to people. I love the song Redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's what He did for us, isn't it? Not a thing in the world that we deserved. We did not deserve His redemption. He paid a great price He paid a great price for us. And none of us deserved it. None of us deserved it, or none of us earned it. But that's what He did for me. Redemption. Redemption means to set free from bondage by the payment of a price. You know who paid our price to set us free? Jesus did. And He paid that price in full. That's how much He loved you. Now, beloved, we didn't deserve His love, did we? But He set His affection and His love upon us, and He set us free from a bondage of a sin debt. And if we still was under a sin debt, then we would have died in our sins. But what the Lord Jesus did is He came and He paid that debt for us. And He paid that debt. He paid it in full. And that's a wonderful thing that you, I mean, there's nothing any greater from that. Nothing any greater. We've got a song that we've sung here before. And I'm going to read it. I ain't going to sing it, but I'm going to read it to you. It's entitled, "I'm Free." I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Free at last. That's a wonderful old hymn. And I love it so. And it's so true. It's so very true. I've been set free from the bondage of my sin debt. I'm not worried about hell. Let me say it one more time. I'm not the least bit worried about hell. My condemnation has been paid for. God hath set me free. The Scripture says, "Whom the Son sets free, they shall be free indeed." That's what He's done in redemption. That's what He's done in the salvation of our souls. The doctrine of redemption is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Redeemed. Redeemed. What a wonderful thing that is. So, doctrine number one is the doctrine of redemption. And the setting free from our sin curse and our sin debt. And that's how He set us free. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's go to the book of Romans. Let me give you some other things to go with this. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, and let's notice what it says. Romans 3 and the verse 24. It says, Romans 3 and the verse 24. It says, "Being justified freely." Now, the idea of the word "freely" is without a cause. It's something that you didn't earn yourself. "Being justified freely by His grace." Justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Man, that's a wonderful thing to have the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That sets you free. It sets you free from your debt of sin. And one of the songs sometimes we sing is we sing that the Lord, it's a text that talks about the Lord, how He pays for all of our iniquities, past, present, and future sins. He pays for them all. Jesus paid it all. We don't sing the song, "Jesus paid it half." If He only paid for half your sin, who's going to pay for all the rest of them? Let me say it one more. Who's going to pay for all the rest of them? That's why Jesus paid it all. I think it's a wonderful thing to know that you have your sins paid for. Nothing any greater than that. Ephesians 1 and the verse 7. You can write some of these down, I hope. And look at them, because these are great things. Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse 7. 1 and 7. It says in Ephesians, make sure I'm right, Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom, talking about, let me go ahead and start at verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And he's made us accepted in who? In the beloved. Who's the beloved? One of the things the Lord said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus is the beloved. Jesus is the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Oh, God's people say it. That's a wonderful thing. He set us free from our sin debt. If I die today, I'd go to heaven. You know why? My sin debt's paid. You don't want to die with having your sins charged to you. You need to have his righteousness, because what that does is give you everlasting, eternal life. Nothing any greater than that. So, our first text talks about the doctrine of redemption. And I'm thankful that we have that doctrine. And I'm redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redemption is one of the greatest doctrines that you can tell anybody about. And I witness to people. I witness to them about redemption. You need to be redeemed. You need Christ's righteousness. You know how much righteousness it takes to go to heaven? 100%. The only place you can get that is through Jesus. That's the only place you can get it. It's through him. And that's a wonderful thing to have, isn't it? I'm redeemed. Set free from the bondage of my sin debt. Having everlasting, eternal life. That's something to sing about. Nothing any greater than that. So, that's the doctrine of redemption. Now let's go ahead and let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We'll look at the next doctrine that we're going to look at is the doctrine of imputation. And this is called imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. And let's look down to verse 21. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by what? See, it's righteousness that brings you to faith. Faith in who? Faith in him. Faith in Jesus. It's imputed, the scriptures, it calls it's imputed righteousness. As we've already talked about a little bit, imputed righteousness is one of the greatest doctrines you can talk about. Your sins charged, your sin has been charged to Jesus. And Jesus' righteousness has been charged to you. That's a wonderful thing to know. How much righteousness does it take to go to heaven? 100%. That leaves all of us out, doesn't it? 100%. The only place you can get 100% righteousness is through one person. Does anybody know who that is? That's Jesus. That's the only place you can get 100% righteous. It amazes me how often that people don't understand or look after this imputed righteousness. It's an important thing for you to know. It takes 100% righteousness to go to heaven, and the only way you can have that is by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And what He does, He gives you His righteousness. And He charges our sins to Jesus. Oh, God's people say it. That's a wonderful thing. That's what He did. So you can't save yourself. You can't save yourself by your deeds. You fall short. That's why we needed a Savior. Man, what a wonderful thing that is. That's called imputed righteousness. Romans 4. Look at Romans 4. So this is going to be a doctrinal study. That's why I got a lot of this that's coming up. The word doctrine just means Bible teaching. All they want to do over there is talk about doctrine. Well, I want to talk about doctrine all you can. All the word doctrine means is Bible teaching. And we need all the Bible teaching we can get. That's how you grow. That's how you get stronger. That's how you learn. You need to know all you can of it. Important thing. All right, Romans 4 and verse 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted or imputed for righteousness. Even as David, all the way back in the Psalms, even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. All God's people say it. That's a wonderful blessing. He charges His righteousness to you, and He charges your sin to Jesus. That's what salvation is. That's what salvation is. I think it's a glorious thing. The doctrine of imputation is one of the beautiful doctrines there are in the Scriptures. And that's what He's done for us. Imputed righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, can't find it. Yeah, there's 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. I know where it was at all the time. I love this verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. For He made Him to be... Now get this. I want you to listen. It's easy to read. I want you to listen to it. He hath made Him to be sin for us. Let's stop there just a minute. For He made Him to be sin. He made Him to be sin for us. He's talking about His Son. He made Him to be sin for us. That means we couldn't pay the debt. There's only one person that could pay the debt. That was Jesus. So He made Him to be sin for us. Why? Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. What a wonderful text. That's what He's done for us. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but that's what He did. That's what justification is. Your sins charged to Jesus, His righteousness charged to you. Those are great doctrines, aren't they? Isn't it a wonderful thing? That's why you can't save yourself by your own deeds. You don't have enough righteousness. You're going to fall short. There's a lot of people that are in different churches and different places, and it's all works-based. They're working their way to get there. You'll never make it that way. You know why that is? Because it takes 100% righteousness. That leaves all of us out. Even sinner people say this all the time. Well, there's only been one perfect man. That's true. Right? That's true. There's only been one perfect man. And what the Lord Jesus does, when you're born again, He imputes to you His righteousness. That's what He does. What if I don't make it? What if I don't make it? Well, if you trust Jesus and you put your sole hope of heaven in Jesus and His righteousness, you'll make it. Because it's all based on who? It's all based on the Savior. Oh, God's people say it. That's a wonderful text. All right, now we've looked at this. We've looked at three of them. Doctrine number one was the doctrine of redemption. To buy by the payment of a price. Jesus paid a great price to save our souls. He paid a great price for that. That's how much He loves us. Why, you know, we sing that old hymn, why does He love us so? I don't know, but He did. His darling Son died on Calvary's cross for sinners like we are. But Jesus came and He paid it all. The doctrine of redemption is a wonderful doctrine. Redemption, removal of your sin debt, the removal of your sin curse. Nothing any greater than that. Nothing any greater than that. Doctrine number two was imputation. To have imputed righteousness is having Jesus' righteousness charged to you, having your sin charged to Jesus. That's what imputation is. People need to, you know, if everybody understood imputed righteousness, they could realize that you can't be saved by your deeds. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people are trying to earn heaven by their deeds, but you can't earn heaven by your deeds because it takes 100%. One sin would be sufficient to send you to hell for. One evil thought would be sufficient to send you to hell for. That's why when He justifies you, He imputes His righteousness. He imputes His righteousness to us. And He doesn't impute sin to you. That's a tremendous, I mean, just think about that. That's how much He loves you. That's why we sing the song, what is the old hymn? Jesus paid it. Oh, we don't sing Jesus paid it half. We sing Jesus paid it all. That's imputation. He charges His righteousness to us. Of course, justification means declared righteous. All right, let's move down to reconciliation. Doctrine number four. Doctrine number four is reconciliation. Let's turn to Romans 5. Romans 5, verse 1. God's reconciled us, didn't He? God reconciled us. Romans 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, what do we have? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have what? Peace with God. We are at peace with Him. Our sin debt has been paid for. His righteousness has been imputed to us. By whom we have access. We have what? What's an access? Access is how you get in. An access is how you get in. We have access by faith into this grace. You see, this is faith access. And it's by grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Reconciliation is a wonderful thing, is it not? He's reconciled us. He's reconciled us. He's charged our righteousness. He's charged our sin to Jesus, and He charged His righteousness to us. Reconciling us. That's what He's done. Is that a wonderful thing? You can't beat these things. These are doctrines. These are doctrines. What's doctrine mean again? Bible teaching. These are Bible words. And they're priceless. You just take one of these words, imputations, priceless. Justifications, priceless. Doctrine of redemption, priceless. All of them's priceless. You see, the rich people in the world is the ones that have these doctrines, these teachings. Because you can't put a price tag. Can you put a price tag on redemption? Can you put a price tag on imputation, having your sins charged to Jesus, His righteousness charged to you? Justification? You just can't put a tag on them. Reconciliation? Reconciliation, being reconciled. What a wonderful thing. Being reconciled, you know what we have now? We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. All right. This is going to be the last one now, because I wanted to get five in, and I'm going to do five more. Lord, let us live next week. These are things that we need to know, and we need to share with other people. It shows you how great salvation is. It shows you what all He's done for you. Doctrine number five is propitiation. Propitiation. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. You can look that up. 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 2. You know what propitiation is? Propitiation is the appeasement of God's wrath. The appeasement of God's wrath. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? God's wrath is appeased in His Son. God loved us so much. God loved us so much that He provided His own Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, God's people say it. That's a wonderful thing. We used to, and I'm sure you all sing it at other places too. When I look at these doctrines and what all Jesus paid and what all He did, you know what that does to me? I like to ask myself, why did He love me so? Remember that old song? Why did He love me that much? Now, beloved, I'll just be honest with you. We're not worth that. But you know what? God thought we were. God thought we were. He loved us so much that He provided His own Son to be the propitiation for our sin. That's what He did. That's how much He loved us. That's what He did. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have and a wonderful thing to know? It's not based on you. It's based on Him. All God's people see it. Well, these were our first five now. I'll give you five more next week. The doctrine of redemption. The doctrine of imputation. The doctrine of justification, declared righteous. Doctrine number four is reconciliation. Reconciled, brought into a position of peace with God. And then the last of all, propitiation, which is the appeasement of God's wrath. All God's people say it. Let's all stand. Thank you for your attention.